Friends, this is the post-Easter season, but we continue on the theme of resurrection because it is at the core of what we believe and profess. Our lesson from John was that concerning the Apostle Thomas. You heard the story. On the night of the resurrection, the disciples were gathered, but Thomas wasn't there. The other disciples had the experience of seeing Jesus, but Thomas struggled because, being absent, he didn't see. And then, of course, John goes on to add the sequel. For the week later, as the disciples were again gathered, Jesus appeared and very specifically invited Thomas to have his hesitation set aside by seeing and touching. Now, in the course of Christian history, Thomas has often gotten kind of a bad name. By that I mean he's been labeled the doubter. But I want you to rethink that a bit, because the reality is a little different than that, perhaps. Now, we don't know where Thomas was on that first occasion, the night of the resurrection. And we may only ponder and speculate. But my speculation takes me in the direction of thinking that maybe, just maybe, Thomas was a little too overwhelmed with the events that had happened and the grief that he felt in the Savior's death to be in anybody else's company. But that's just speculation. He wasn't there. However, it is to me significant that the following week he was there. I mean, he didn't just depart and say, I don't want to believe this. He was still there in the company of the disciples. And when Jesus came on that occasion, Thomas actually received the very same confirmation that had persuaded the other disciples 1 week earlier. And in response to his Lord's care and compassion for him, he professed his belief in the risen Christ. I can imagine that throughout the remainder of Thomas's life, that those few moments were ones he would never forget. They were the grounding point for the faith that he professed. They were his assurance. And in a sense, maybe they were even more special because, in a way, the Lord spoke directly to him. It's a beautiful story. And of course, it was so significant that all of the disciples be persuaded about the reality of the things that they had experienced. It was not, you see, that they could somehow just deny the crucifixion. They had witnessed it. But what they needed to be assured of and confident of without any real doubt was that the Lord was risen from the dead and was alive. We don't know a whole lot from the gospel record about Thomas's life after those days. But you know, there's an interesting and very strong tradition that the Apostle Thomas was instrumental in sharing the Christian faith in the lands to the east from Palestine. There's a very strong tradition, in fact, that Thomas actually was responsible for proclaiming the gospel in places that brought the influence of the Christian faith even into India. If you look at the early history of the church in India, it attributes its beginnings to the ministry of Thomas. So you see, his legacy was not a shabby one at all. He, though not particularly documented in the account in Acts, which focuses more on the West and the Mediterranean, there is every reason to believe that Thomas had a very strong role to play in the spread of the gospel in that first generation. And it was, you see, that he was persuaded. His hesitations were removed. And that was pretty critical because, you know, strong faith is not based on, well, maybe, or perhaps, but on a confident faith. And this Thomas, by the grace of God, possessed. Now, this is an interesting story in the gospel record, but it also speaks very strongly and potently to us that we not ever allow ourselves to leave faith questions unresolved. You see, it wasn't so much that Thomas was saying, I don't want to believe. It was that Thomas was saying, my hopes were so high. I need to be persuaded that the cross was not the end of it all. And in a sense, you see, his hope defied defeat because he wanted to believe, but also knew that it had to be genuine. And so too for us in the course of life when uncertainties and struggles arise. And, you know, we ask that question, where's God? We too need to get back to those things that are central to what we profess together and find our strength renewed in them. And you see, we fall into that category when Jesus spoke to Thomas and commended him for believing, but then said also to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Well, we weren't there to see in person. We accept these events on the testimony of faithful witnesses. But we too believe and are assured and build the faith that we profess on this confidence. So when struggles come, as I am sure they came to Thomas in the course of his life about things of faith, I mean, the gloriousness of the gospel is such that who has all the answers, who can explain it all? But when questions arose, I'm sure Thomas went back to those moments in the upper room when he said, I saw, I know. I can now base my life on this with confidence and with hope. Faith in our time is repeatedly challenged. And we need to be strongly anchored. And when hesitations arise, the appropriate response for us to make is to turn to God and ask for our faith to be confirmed in the verities of the things of Jesus Christ our Lord, that we may draw strength from knowing what the Lord has done. I leave you with two words of testimony from the scriptures. John, in his accounting of this event, ended his description of this episode involving Thomas with this little summation. John said, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The story has been preserved, and we celebrate it. And in our readings too today, there was also a testimony from Peter, another one who was present on that occasion. Peter said, as Ted read for us from 1 Peter chapter 1, through Christ you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Friends, ponder these things. For we need to have a faith which gives us strength and confidence to live out our calling in Christ. And as our faith is built on a strong profession, such as Thomas was able to make, then it sees us through. This is all good news. Thanks be to God.